Don't worry, White Sox fans. It'll get better. Well, probably not. Oh, five straight losses for the White Sox. But the Cubs on the north side, heating up. Well, it's a long time of year, but hey, we'll take it if you're a Cubs fan. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And we're bringing on Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. Megan, how you doing today?
Not too bad. How about you?
Doing well. I'm a White Sox fan, Megan. Yeah. You know that. So it's been painful. But at the same time, I'm sitting there. Well, I have to watch it on TV. I can always change the channel. You cover both the Sox and the Cubs for the Northwest Herald. You can find Megan at nwherald.com. I feel bad for you. You have to watch this and stick through it all.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rough stretch this past week, especially.
Well, 18-7 yesterday. This seems like the end of the White Sox season right here. Am I overreacting?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty accurate. And, you know, Kenny Williams wasn't really, you know, sure on where he stood with the team before the trading deadline. And I think these two series against the Red Sox and the Yankees are pretty much showing the type of team he has. And it's obviously not very encouraging as they keep falling behind the standings, six games right now behind Detroit before their game tonight. So, I mean, honestly, just watching this team, it's kind of at the point, you know, they are what they are. You know, they have good pitching, their bullpen's steady, but they have absolutely pretty much no offense, and you're not going to win in the American League when you can't hit.
Yeah, in Boston and New York, I mean, those teams can definitely hit. And I think New York, sometimes when you play them, you're going to have pitching performances like last night with Gavin Floyd. But this is just showing that this isn't a playoff team and that maybe Kenny Williams made a mistake by not selling at the trade deadline and just making that one move.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, a couple times you talked leading up to the deadline, you could tell he honestly really didn't know what this team was. And as it's showing, you know, They're just not as good as they should be on paper. You know, the guys that you expected to carry the team, and Adam Dunn and Alex Bruce especially, have underachieved in biblical proportions. I mean, they're really not offering much out there. Then when you lose Konerko for three out of the four games in the Yankees series, I mean, even though they scored, you know, seven runs last night, it just shows that they really aren't a good offense.
And Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald, she covers both the White Sox and the Cubs. It's painful watching this team, not only because they're, you know, they're failing, especially on offense with Rios and Dunn, but Rios last night, the problem is I think Adam Dunn's trying, and he's just so far into his head. We've played this over and over again. I don't think we need to go into Adam Dunn anymore. It's just he's having one of the worst seasons of baseball that anyone's ever had. But Alex Rios, when you don't have the effort out there on defense, it's a wonder why he's still playing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, the boos for him are at a different level than what the fans are booing toward Dunn. There's
really
more of just like, you know, when he strikes out, okay. But the boos for Rios recently have just been vicious. And, I mean, plays like last night where you let a ball go underneath your glove. I mean, there have been other plays throughout the season where off the bat it looks like a routine fly ball and it drops in front of him. So, I mean, it's the lack of perceived hustle that really doesn't stick well with fans. And, you know, even Ozzie admitted that, you know, when he talked to Rios about his potentially reduced role with Diaz coming up, that, you know, he needs to give him bullets, you know, to have the support of his manager to justify putting him in the lineup every day.
Right.
And, you know, he's still showing that, you know, he's not necessarily really 100% focused. You know, I'm sure his mental makeup is really messed up right now as well, but at the same time, you can always hustle. You can always try hard. You know, people aren't going to fault you for that. If, you know, hitting is difficult at the major league level. You know, everyone can understand at least, you know, struggles at the plate. But when you don't hustle on defense, when you miss the cutoff men, you know, that doesn't sit well, and you're going to start losing the support.
Yeah, and Alex Rios out of the lineup today. Diaz is in, and I know Alex Rios is making about $12 million a year, and obviously the Sox made a mistake by claiming him off waivers, but what do you do with him? Can you keep putting him on the bench? I know Kenny Williams said they'll do that because, you know, they're pretty much out of it now, and there's really no point of playing him anymore when he hurts your team.
Well, I mean, it was funny. Someone asked Ozzie if bringing Diaz up is going to, you know, give Rios the kick in the pants that he needs, and, you know, Ozzie pretty much joked that Probably not. I mean, he's making money regardless of, you know, if he's playing or not. So it's really going to come down to who has the greater say. Is it Kenny? You know, is he going to tell Ozzy, hey, you have to bench Rios, you need to play Deazza, you need to play Littlebridge more? Or is he just going to let Ozzy make the decisions because, you know, for as much as Kenny said that money doesn't matter, you know, the best guys are going to play, Ozzy is still stuck with the same lineup he's used pretty much the entire season. So it's obviously clear that they're not on the same page right now. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much more time Rios will be spending on the bench, because I feel like it's just reaching the point where, you know, after last night, another miscue in the outfield, Ozzy can only defend him and defend giving him minutes, you know, so much longer.
She's Megan Matsumura. She covers the White Sox and Cubs for the Northwest Herald. You can read her stuff at NWHerald.com. And Megan, you brought me to my point. Ozzy getting stuck with these players because Kenny Williams wanted these guys. Not sure if Ozzy was a big fan of adding Dunn. I know he kind of liked Rios because he had a defense, and, you know, he had a good spark last year. But Ozzy Gian and Kenny Williams, this thing's been heating up. I mean, this has been a tense relationship for the last couple years. Do you expect Ozzy Gian to be back and be the manager? I know that's kind of putting you on the spot, but yeah. If I'm him, I want out of here because I don't think the window is open to winning a World Series in the next couple years, especially when Dunn and Rios are two of your big pieces.
Well, honestly, yeah, it's really hard to judge. I know everyone's saying that, you know, Ozzy's going to go to Florida, but, you know, he made a good point over this weekend. It was brought up, you know, there have been a lot of Red Sox and Yankees fans, you know, in the stands last couple games, and, you know, he said he loves when there's people in the stands, even if it is the opposition. And he mentioned about how he was in Montreal and Florida, and there was nobody there, and that's even worse than having, you know, a stadium of 35,000 with a mixed crowd. And, you know, he recently bought a new house in Chicago. He loves it. I mean, it's tough. I don't think he will willingly leave on his own because I don't think he would leave his players like that. So if he does leave, it'll be either a behind-the-door kind of thing where he gets pushed out or he gets fired, because I personally don't see him stepping down and, you know, leaving his guys that he's been with for so long. So if it does reach that point, I mean, I personally think they'll probably let him, since they picked up his option for next year, that they'll let him come back and see what happens. I mean, I feel like there's other moves that they can make that would help this team before getting rid of Ozzy would do anything.
Okay. Megan Matsumura from the Northwest Herald. She covers both the White Sox and Cubs. Last White Sox question. Paul Konerko's been out the last couple of days, hurting an already bad offense. Mm-hmm. What are we expecting? Is he going to be back anytime soon?
Yeah, he is in the lineup tonight. Even though Ozzy said when he did return, he'd be playing first. He's DHing, I believe, tonight. And so that will be a positive. But again, you know, they called it a calf bruise, but he really kind of got hit on the side of his left knee. So it'll be interesting to see if he can get right back into the flow of things. But obviously having him in the lineup immediately makes them a better team. And that's, at this point, when you have very little offense, you need your best guy out there.
Well, it's a city of streaks right now. I mean, the White Sox on a 5-game losing streak, but the Cubbies are 4-game winning streak, the longest of the year. The White Sox haven't even won 4 games in a row this year. What's changed on the north side of town?
I don't know if anything has necessarily changed. I mean, they've had some good pitching. That certainly has helped. Garza had another good outing last night, like he pretty much has for most of the year. You know, honestly, the cast of characters hasn't changed.
Right.
So I think, you know, at this point, there's nothing really to lose. So, you know, they're a little more loose. They don't really have necessarily anything to play for except for, you know, playing spoiler right now. So I don't really know how much you can actually read into this winning streak, especially against the Pirates.
Yeah, I guess the thing is you're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, who are now under 500 again. So that story is kind of wrapping up in that sense. So it's still hard to kind of gauge, you know, how much to read into that. It'll be interesting to see how they do tonight with Rodrigo Lopez on the mound and then this upcoming homestand against the Reds and Nationals. So if there's something, if they can at least finish 500 by the time they hit the road again, I think you can look at maybe that there's something positive building. But at the same time, you have a potentially lame duck manager in Quadi. You have, you know, the indecision of what's going to happen to Hendry at the end of the season. So it's really hard to, you know, to understand if this is good that they're, you know, kind of getting some wins together, or, you know, should these guys be put on the waiver wire and, you know, try and deal them and get some younger guys up.
And Megan, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you hearing anything about, you know, I know the trade deadline's passed, but you can still do it as long as they pass waivers. The Cubs have a couple guys that would seem to pass waivers when you talk about Soriano, Aramis Ramirez. Are you hearing anything that they can make a move on that end?
I mean, from everything that Hendry has said, I mean, he makes it sound like no one's leaving, which it's really hard to justify that when, you know, your team has for pretty much the entire season, or since the All-Star break, has had the second worst record in baseball. I mean, it's hard to justify keeping every single guy. You know, when you only get rid of Fukudome for pretty much you pay to get rid of them and don't really bring any good prospect back. I mean, it's really hard to envision dealing anyone. I mean, obviously, Zambrano and Soriano are no-brainers to have been put on the wire, but I doubt anyone will bite on those. And then at that point, I mean, Aramis has continuously said he doesn't want to leave Chicago. I mean, it's just kind of, it's confusing because you have Pena, who has a one-year deal left. Mm-hmm. Why don't you try and deal him, get something back?
Because they want to bring him back. Yeah, they want to bring him back, though. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me why they think keeping him the rest of the season is more likely to him re-sign again because he's been there the whole year. I don't understand that thinking.
Yeah, no, I mean, they should have tried to get as much as they could. I mean, I can understand, you know, Hendry had made a good point, you know, earlier in the month that you don't want to get rid of guys that you're going to have to go out and, you know, try and sign to replace them. So that makes sense. I can understand, you know, maybe wanting to keep a Marlon Byrd to offer kind of a veteran presence. I can understand that. But when you have a guy that is on an expiring contract, who's a veteran that can get you something back. I mean, Pena especially, he's a left-handed slugger. He would be ideal in an American League team needing a DH or needing a guy to platoon between DH and first. You know, honestly, Marmol, I'm sure for as much struggles as he's had at some points this season, he could get a hefty return. So it's really hard, and obviously based on all the comments I've seen from Cubs fans that Hendry is justifying keeping these guys for next season because, I mean, does he really think that maybe going out and adding a fielder is really going to improve this team by that much?
Right.
I think that's kind of a long shot.
Well, Megan Matsumura, you can read her stuff at nwherald.com. She covers both the White Sox and the Cubs for the Northwest Herald up there in Crystal Lake. And Megan, I got to say, keep trucking along. There's only about 50 games left in this Chicago baseball season.
Hopefully, there's still some good games to come.
We'll see. Well, Megan Matsumura, thanks for joining us. We always enjoy it.
Thanks.
That's Megan Matsumura from the Northwest Herald. She's always kind enough to join us. Bad baseball. And Fred Wakefield really didn't want to talk about it, so...
Yeah. I don't like Cubs. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just don't know enough about these guys. I mean, they have so many no-name guys lately, and then the guys who are just struggling, it's just one of those things that's getting kind of hard to keep up with.
Well, we're going to get back to football.
Yes.
If you got any football questions for Thread, 3-5.
Or Cardinals. I can talk Cardinals,
too.
Yeah,
you can talk some Cardinals. Yadi Molina getting the suspension.
It's bumming me out.
217-359-2255. 217-359-2255. Got to hit a break. It's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.